The Haynes Candidate Forum offers some interesting insight into the local election, and we continue our week-long series of candidate statements. Can you tell it's election season? It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friednauer. Those stories and an update on the moose count up next. It's about halfway through the moose season in the Upperland Canal, and as of late Tuesday afternoon, the Department of Fish and Game reports 12 moose taken in the Haynes area. Six of those were spiked fork configuration, three were three-brow tine, two were 50-plus inches, and there's been one sublegal moose taken. We'll bring you an update each newscast until the last day of the season on October 7th. KHNS and the Chilkat Valley News hosted a Haynes Candidate Forum on Monday evening. The four candidates for assembly answered questions from the hosts and audience for about an hour and a half and addressed issues ranging from facilities to hiring a new borough manager when current manager Mark Ernest leaves next June. Incumbent Joanne Waterman is being challenged by James Studley for Seat D, and Jonathan Green and Dave Barry are facing off for Seat A. The candidates mostly stayed focused on issues that would be important to them as assembly members, but it was toward the end of the forum that the responses became at one point confrontational and at another humorous. James Studley was asked about his candidacy in light of a dispute he has with the Alaska Public Offices Commission over submitting financial disclosure forms. Studley did not complete one section of the forms that asked him to disclose clients that pay him more than a certain amount. Studley, owner of a Haynes real estate company, asked for an exception from APOC, claiming disclosing his clients was an invasion of their and his privacy. He said disclosing the clients also violates certain rules governing him as a real estate agent. But the state disagreed and refused him an exception. Mayor Stephanie Scott has said that since APOC states Studley has not completed his forms, he would not be eligible to be seated on the assembly if he wins the election.
You're making the assumption that I have a chance at beating Joanne.
But Studley also questioned whether the borough could actually deny him a seat if he wins.
Is that the mayor's choice, or is it the assembly's choice? Do you know? I have no idea.
Later in the forum, audience member Gershon Cohn asked the candidates how they distinguished themselves from their opponent. Studley and Waterman were gracious to each other and stated they have several similarities.
You know, Haynes elections are nonpartisan. So are there extreme? Can I say that between Jim and I, there's extreme differences? Not that I know of right off the bat. So all I can do is speak best about myself.
But Green said he and Barry differ greatly on several points, including resource issues. Green referred to Barry's involvement with the Haynesport Development Council.
I think that Dave is pretty gung-ho on this mining deal and has formed his own kind of committee to bring this about, and I think that's ramrodding it past the public.
Barry fired back that he resented Green's comments.
I take offense at his statement that I'm somehow trying to circumvent the public in trying to develop two private and one borough-owned docking facility. I am pro-mining. I'm pro-tourism. I'm pro-fishing. I'm pro-entrepreneurialism. I'm pro-Haynes.
When the candidates were offered time for closing remarks, they mostly reiterated their stance on issues or experience. But Studley took the opportunity for a song and Jimmy Durant impression to appeal to voters.
I want to vote fair. This is my competition, this lady. But I got 20 votes out there, maybe.
Studley said later he addressed all the questions asked of him seriously during the forum, but in his closing remarks, he was trying to lighten things up. KHNS will air the entire 90-minute forum on Wednesday evening beginning at 8 p.m. and on Sunday at a time to be announced. The annual Southeast Conference kicked off in Craig Tuesday with a whole morning dedicated to mining. Representatives of area mining interests spoke back-to-back to about 200 participants, including Haynes Mayor Stephanie Scott, who is attending the conference. Mike Bell, Mine Training Program Director for the University of Alaska Southeast, spoke Tuesday. He says that program trains new miners and provides required safety refresher courses for mine employees. But Bell says the state is not ready yet for the projected labor needs of the mining industry. The Department of Labor has estimated that 5,000 trained mining workers will be needed in the next 5 years. Other studies show even more potential jobs in that industry, although one projects a number closer to 4,000 new mining jobs.
So however you look at it, it's a lot of people that we need in that mining industry. Where are we going to come up with them? I'd like to throw a couple of things at you. One is, do you know how many students graduated in the state of Alaska last year? Well, it was 8,063. But looking at the 8,000 that graduated and the number of people that we need in the mining field, if we could encourage 4.5% of our seniors, 4.5%, to look toward mining occupations, we can meet the number that we need by 2020.
Also presenting Tuesday were Jan Trigg of Core Alaska's Kensington Gold Mine and Ron Platts of the Hecla Greens Creek Mine. Both of those mines are close to Juneau in the Lynn Canal and represent two of the largest private employers for the communities there. Southeast Conference formed in 1958 to advocate for the establishment of the Alaska Marine Highway System. The Organization of Southeast Alaska Communities and Business Interests has expanded its mission since then and now is a regional nonprofit corporation that focuses on issues of general interest to Southeast Alaska. The 3-day conference started Tuesday. Other presentations on the agenda focus on logging, maritime and mariculture, healthcare, and energy. A full description of the conference topics and events can be found at seconference.org. Not to inundate you with election coverage, but next week on October 2nd is the borough and municipal elections for Haines and Skagway. This week we'll be running our collection of candidate statements. Candidates for the Haines School Board and Assembly and the Skagway Assembly seats were offered the opportunity to submit statements to air on KHNS News. Today we look at the candidates for Haines Assembly Seat A being vacated by Assemblyman Damon Hoffman. Dave Berry Jr. and Jonathan Green are running for that seat.
Hello, my name is David Berry, and I'm a lifelong resident of Haines, Alaska. I am also a candidate in the upcoming Borough of Haines Assembly election on October 2, 2012. I am running for Assembly Seat A, a 3-year term, and I am asking for your support. In my nearly 55 years as a Haines resident, I have served 13 of those years as a City of Haines Council member. I also served for 2 years as a City Mayor. I currently serve on the St. Lucie's Board, the Haynesport Development Council, the Selective Service Board for Southeast Alaska, and I'm on the Tlingit-Haida Haines Community Council. I believe that my lifelong residency in Haines, my governmental experience, and my community service has given me the insight and experience to be an effective and productive assembly member. Haines is a beautiful community made up of people who rely on each other. We are a close-knit town. This is a place where people want to stay, raise a family, and grow old in. Haines is my home, and I want to give back to the community that has given me so much. I want to see Haines continue to grow and prosper. I believe in strengthening the local economy by making Haines more attractive for businesses. To reach that goal, Haines has to be a more affordable place to live. We need to increase educational and employment opportunities for our youth. I want Haines to be a community where people can build their lives. If elected to Assembly Seat A, I will strive to be a true public servant to the residents of Haines. I am for honesty, cooperation, listening to, and understanding others' points of view, and putting others before myself. My name is David Berry, and I would appreciate your vote on October 2nd. Thank you very much.
Hello, everyone. My name is Jonathan Dan Ford Green, and of course most of you simply know me as Jono. I was born in Santa Monica, grew up in the Hawaiian Islands, and moved to Alaska in the mid-1980s. I fell in love with the Chilkat Valley over 22 years ago and have been a resident here ever since. I've witnessed many changes to our lifestyles. From dirt roads to paved roads, from no phones to cell phones, from personal generators to clean hydroelectric power, and from fearing tourism to tourism becoming a very important part of our local economy. In short, I have a pretty good understanding of where we were, where we are now, and the choices we have in front of us. I also know how fast things can change. I watched Malibu disappear to the wealthy. I watched the North Shore of Oahu go the same way, and I remember saying to myself when I first arrived here in Haines that this won't last long. Well, it's lasted longer than I thought it would, but I am concerned for our future. Too often our focus is on the extremes of the issues. It takes a lot more work to try to find a way to make things progress for everyone. But because we hear the extremes more often than not, the vast majority of us in the middle are being unrepresented. I consider myself a member of that forgotten majority and can honestly say that I own no allegiance to anyone or any group in Haines. My interest is in seeing the community thrive as a whole. We all share the same basic needs and wants regardless of what political affiliation we may have, and I really believe we need and can work together better as a unified community. I'd like to participate in that effort as an assemblyman and believe my ability to get along with so many different subsets of our community for the past 20-plus years provides me with a great foundation on which to help build more community bridges. With your vote and your support, we, the people, will have the representation we need and deserve. Thank you for listening and considering me for Borough Assembly Seat A. Gnoschisch.
That was Haines Assembly candidate Jonathan Green, and before him, Dave Barry Jr. For KHNS News, this is Margaret Friedenauer. Thanks for listening to your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support.